to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Porterville, California, KTIP, 1450 AM. We are filling your prescription for freedom. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. Siloam Springs, Arkansas, KUOA, 1290 AM. We are filling your prescription for freedom. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. Alaska, it just goes without saying. Anchorage, Kenai, we love you guys up there. KZZZ, Bullhead City, Arizona. KAAA, Kingman, Arizona. Bullhead, you're on 1490 AM, KZZZ. Kingman, KAAA, 1230 AM, Arizona. We love it. Tucson, oh yeah. KNST, 790 AM. Been there. Surfed it. Beautiful area. Tucson, you. Kingman, Bullhead City. We are filling your prescription for freedom on the Armed American Radio Network. Sean, that first hour flew right by. Slow the clock down.
I'm trying.
Phone calls. Man, they're coming in like crazy from across the country over the last 3 to 4 weeks. As we, of course, we've added a lot of new affiliates. We have more coming. I got to keep it under wraps, Sean.
Oh, no. Let it spread.
No, not yet.
No, a good thing has to spread, my friend.
I know. But, well, here's a good thing. You can actually watch you do the show at ustream.tv/channel/AAR-TV. Here's the easiest thing to do. Go over to Facebook, hit Armed American Radio, click the like button for crying out loud, and click the link, and you'll see Sean. And we are still working on it. Once we get it down pat and wrap this thing up, we'll be on a split screen. But most of that's my fault on this end. Of course, I can't take full responsibility for that.
Oh, well, I'm still working on the audio part, so.
Yeah, once we get it down, it's a work in progress, but
yes,
we aren't going anywhere. Folks, 877-956-9566. Light them up. 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Get you in the studio and on the phones. I'm telling you, the water is warm. The waters of freedom are warm. Jump in the pool with us, and let's talk about your right to keep and, here's the part Daly hates, bear arms. He hates everything about it. How many times did we give him the Bonehead Award, Sean?
Oh, at least four.
At least four?
At least four.
Well, we're going to be talking in this hour an awful lot about Arizona because we have Pamela Gorman, who is running for Congress, U.S. Congress, in a third district in Arizona. And, boy, Arizona is at ground zero at a number of different topics and will be for some time. And you know, it's regular listeners of the broadcast, no stranger to the fact that Arizona is my most favorite state in the country.
Yes.
I love it. I get out there as often as I can. Tombstone, I love the history of the area. And you know, I'm coming back. Tucson, KNST, that staff's been very friendly. We broadcast live from out there. And Phoenix, we're working on you too. So you just hang in there. We'll fill your prescription for freedom real soon, won't we, Sean?
Yes, we will.
Okay, well, we've given out the phone numbers, 877-956-9566, mark at armedamericanradio.org. Let's welcome George Hill. George, welcome back.
Oh, I'm here ready to get going.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah, let's hit it.
Let's bring in Pamela Gorman. Pamela Gorman for Congress, Arizona's conservative choice. Listen to this quote. Listen to this quote. The Obama administration's response to Arizona's new illegal immigration law is immoral and shameful. I love that. Pamela, welcome to Armed American Radio for the first of what will be many times.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. It's great. And we put together tonight's interview pretty quick today. And I'm up on your website right now. And there's just so much going on in Arizona. I'm not even sure where to start with you.
Well, you know, it's funny because I've done a lot of multi-state policy when I was a state legislator, And we would always joke in our working groups. I'd say, well, I'm from the free state of Arizona, so we're going to look at this a little differently when I'm in this group, because so many of the states have just given up on freedom. You know, it doesn't even occur to them to do things from a, you know, a states' rights position or from a, you know, right to bear arms position. It doesn't occur to them. They start so far to the left in what they'll even try to get in policy. And I said, no, we're in Arizona. We still believe in the Constitution. We still think it's possible. So I loved being part of those multi-state discussions because I think it inspires the other state leaders to know that there is still a state that remembers what it is to be a sovereign state. So,
very well said, because I guess if you could see what I have in front of me right now, it would make my answer easier. But I have a number of op-eds in front of me from the Washington Times. I have an Arizona Republic op-ed here. And if it's okay, you don't know this, but we give out here once a week a bonehead or two or three of the week award for some of the dumbest comments that we've heard, predominantly gun-related. But listen to this one, because it's talking about Arizona. And Kevin Kiley reported this in the Arizona Republic on the 29th, just a few days ago, about today being the day gun rights advocates enjoying constitutional carry in Arizona.
Right.
Which was also the day that the activist masquerading as a judge decided to gut Arizona's constitutional law. And here's what a representative of the Brady campaign had to say about the constitutional carry going into effect. It's one thing to carry a loaded weapon in public when your closest neighbor is a mile or 5 miles away, but it's a very different situation when you're in a densely populated urban environment. And that's Brian Malte. And I hope I'm mispronouncing his name, quite frankly. It's M-A-L-T-E. We'll give him credit there. I guess he's never been to Arizona.
Where do these people come up with these crazy ideas? You know, I have to think that they're just fearful. I mean, you don't say goofy stuff like that if you actually think it through, or if you, like you said, if you have any experience. I mean, in Arizona, it's been legal to carry open without a permit, without registration, without training. You could always carry it on your hip, but that's not super discreet. You know, you go to some people's barbecues if the family moved here from New York or, like you said, from Chicago. I mean, it's just not discreet. And so, you know, we thought, well, gosh, you're not any less safe because you want to wear your shirt on the outside of your firearm.
Thank you.
And I remember standing up on the floor of the House when I was a freshman legislator. I started in the House and then moved to the Senate. This was maybe my first or second year in the legislature, and there was a bill going through that kind of dealt with concealed carry and things of that nature. And I stood up and made a speech and said, listen, if my shirt looks like this or if it looks like this, I am the same person.
Right.
I still understand the importance of safe handling of my firearm. I still fully get it that I'm going to jail if I handle it wrong. Nothing changes because of my fashion choices. And, you know, that paper made so much fun of me for making that speech. Oh, she's talking about fashion. She doesn't understand. I'm like, no, you don't understand. Your clothing doesn't prescribe how safe you are with a firearm. It has nothing to do with it.
Now, the Arizona Republic did that?
I believe it was the Republic. We have an even worse, if you can imagine, even more liberal rag called the Phoenix New Times.
Yeah.
It comes out once a week. And, you know, all of their ads are about, like, strange, perverted, alternative lifestyle things.
Right.
You look at who they're advertising to, it gives you an idea of their readership. But they're constantly slapping me around. They cannot stand a articulate Christian conservative female because it blows all of their stereotypes, and they don't really know what to do with me.
Sean, I know you're digging this.
Oh, of course.
I know you're digging this.
Absolutely.
You're as conservative as they get.
Yeah, I'm pretty conservative.
And I know you're liking what you're hearing.
Absolutely.
George, how about you?
Oh, I'm absolutely loving this. And I think I first saw you on a YouTube video. You did a commercial. And is that you shooting a Tommy gun?
Yeah, but to clarify, it's not the Tommy gun that was made famous by the mob in Chicago. We were actually shooting some historical firearms from a buddy of mine, has a terrific collection, and that was actually the one used by our armed forces in World War II. So
very
a little
nice.
Different model, but yeah, it was a Thompson submachine gun. And I will tell you what, if you or any of your listeners ever have the opportunity to get your hands on one of those and just go out and have fun shooting some targets. You saw me in the video. I'm laughing. And the guy who the firearm actually belonged to, he had, when he was instructing me on how to handle it properly and how to keep it from, you know, flying up in the air, he said, now, there's this thing called the machine gun smile. And what happens is you pull this trigger and it starts unloading, you know, this drum. I mean, it comes out so quickly. And he said, you'll start laughing. Everybody does. He said, what I don't want you to do is to turn around while you're pulling the trigger and show me how much fun you're
having. Well, I have a surprise for you when we come back from this break. While I was out in Arizona, and I'm going to let you hear it right after these messages, and it has to do with that Thompson submachine gun, folks. You've heard it if you're a regular listener. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go away.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Well-known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. LIVE.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.com.
www.ifyouhave.org. I did. Welcome back.
And you should, too. It's never been more important than it is today, ladies and gentlemen. Go to gunowners.org and join them. It's inexpensive. It's a few bucks. And believe me, it's worth every penny because they're fighting every single day. No compromise fighting for your rights. Pamela, welcome back to Armed American Radio.
Hello there.
Take a listen to this. Now, the video won't show well over the radio, but I'm going to hold it up to the mic and take a listen to this. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
I can assure you I have that machine gun smile. That was a video taken of me on the Thompson, one of two that I fired at the Scottsdale Gun Club in Phoenix.
Oh, that's a great club, isn't it?
Oh, outstanding. One of the best I've been to. I'll give them that plug.
Fundraiser there a few years ago, I think it was my Senate election, and I was the first one I know of that had done a fundraiser there, and it was called the ATF fundraiser. I did an alcohol, tobacco, and firearms fundraiser celebrating freedoms in America that we still have. And the gist of it was you could shoot machine guns first, and then when you were done handling firearms, you could go back into, I don't know if you saw the private club when you're there.
That's where that video was taken. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and back there we had single malt scotch and cigars for those that chose to partake. And, you know, the paper ridiculed me. They thought it was just horrendous, you know, that I would mention tobacco, alcohol, and firearms all in an invitation for a fundraiser. But, you know, I kind of think that's what makes America great is your ability to enjoy your freedoms. And so I thought, how great to put them all in one and do them as a fundraiser.
And, well, yeah, without any regulation, right?
Right.
Yeah. What a mess. George Hill, welcome back.
Oh, this is fantastic. And if I was in Arizona, I have a feeling I know who I'd be voting for right now.
Oh, thank you.
I tell you what, and, you know, our phones are lighting up, and we've got calls coming in from Georgia. We've got calls coming in relative to open carry in Texas. I've asked those gentlemen to call back in the roundtable, but I have a call here from David in Whitewater, Colorado, and he's talking about your district. David, welcome to Armed American Radio. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. My question is for Pamela. Does District 3 cover Pinal County?
No, Pinal County is actually down south of me. I'm up in the northern part of Maricopa County.
Oh, okay. You're in Sheriff Arpaio's area.
Correct. Yeah.
We love Sheriff Arpaio.
Yeah.
Yeah. My cousin's a captain on the Pinal County Sheriff's Department, and they had three deputies killed just this last week or so from the drug cartels.
Oh,
and I was just wondering if you were in that part of the deal.
No, I'm not. And, you know, that's a good thing to bring up, though. I don't think all of America realizes that we're at war.
Mm-hmm.
They're military
what a great point.
Armed. You know, we are not having crime at our border. This is a foreign entity. So at what point do you consider it an invasion and send military down to defend, armed military to defend against the militarily armed foreign enemy? It's really strange. I have traveled around a bit and talked on this issue at the national level for, you know, maybe about 4 or 5 years in the legislature here. And I'm always amazed that people say, well, you know, they're just trimming your trees. And I said, are you out of your mind? Do you know? Tree trimmers don't carry, like, AK-47s and wear bulletproof gear. And I said, that is so moronic. I don't even know how to reply to that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take the conversation in that direction. David, thank you very much for the call. Please listen in because we're going to talk about this topic right now, and you kicked it off, my friend. Pamela, what's happening in Arizona right now is incredibly disturbing. And for those folks across the country who are tuned in right now and have not been there, and all they see is what they read in the papers or what they see on the news, okay, the media is not giving you the facts. They're not telling you the truth. I have been there. Mm-hmm. I am going back there. I know what is happening there. And nobody knows more than you do, Pamela. And, you know, Pinal County that he's talking about is having a very difficult time right now, and it is an invasion, and these are military arms. These are not arms coming across the border from Texas and gun shops in New Mexico and Arizona. Please stop me at any time if I'm wrong.
No, you just keep preaching it, brother.
Okay, what's happening, you know, we're not talking about, you know, someone changing sheets in a hotel bed. That the media tells you that that's who everybody's going after. That's not what we're talking about here.
Mm-mm.
We're talking about a drug corridor that stretches about 85 miles inside the U.S. border. Again, stop me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
They are threatening American sheriffs. A foreign enemy is threatening the lives of America's lawkeepers.
Yeah.
Again, stop me if I'm wrong.
No.
Okay,
you're right.
What can you do? What can you tell us?
Well, you know, we've seen what we've tried to do as a state. You know, we can only do so much. So what we've tried to do is, okay, if one of the problems the feds have is that they just don't have enough people on the ground here to enforce the law, well, that's where 1070 was supposed to come in. That was to allow, to force, I should say, because they can do it now, but they just don't. But
all right, Pamela, let me interrupt very quickly. Yeah. SB 1070, of course, is the quote-unquote controversial immigration law that passed and that was gutted by an activist judge. So I just want to make that clear.
Yes, it was. And, you know, that was just the beginning of what will be a long court. But I believe ultimately the Supreme Court, it'll be decided. But, you know, this is its first stop along the political trail until it gets to the Supreme Court. But, yeah, this bill was basically to force our local law enforcement to work in conjunction with the federal agents to be extra bodies on the street, basically, to clean up the illegal immigrant. You know, and you remember, this is only going after the ones that have broken the law. I should say again, you know.
They've broken the law twice.
But then they got in here and they broke the law again, and we snag them. And then we're supposed to hand them off to ICE, and we can charge them a fine along the way. Because you know what? It costs us money as a state. Why should we, as taxpayers in Arizona, have to pay to help the federal government?
Mm-hmm.
So we collect these fines. That helps us to offset our costs as a state. Everybody's happy. I don't understand why the feds would think that was bad. We already can pick these people up. But we have problems with, like, the city of Phoenix deciding to be a sanctuary city, where they just choose not to enforce that law and not to question and not to do anything. And those cities are all over the country, but when they're right here, like you said, where the flow is coming through, it's like you can't just put out notice that, okay, in this enormous city, anybody can come here and disappear, because we're not going to ask. We don't care what crime you commit. We will not ask you about your immigration. I think that's ridiculous. One of the things that survived the court, though, was the sanctuary city prohibition. So that actually was a win for us.
That's
now,
good.
You mentioned a few moments ago Sheriff Arpaio. You know, I'm a big fan of Sheriff Joe. And Joe does what I believe has to be done. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I think he's out enforcing the law. You know, I'm a big fan of some of his policies you probably don't know about. Like, you probably know about the pink underwear, but you may not know that he only lets them, I think he said he lets them watch the Travel Channel in the prison because he wants them to see the places they'll never get to go.
Yeah, he does.
But, you know, there are issues that have come up here, and I don't know whether they're valid or not. You know, is he doing some things? Is he being overzealous and doing it in front of the camera for playtime? I don't know. My thing is, if you don't want to be caught up in Sheriff Joe's trap, then don't come illegally into Maricopa County. It's as easy as that.
Don't break the law.
Yeah, I consider getting caught by Sheriff Joe to be an opt-in. I mean, you don't have to opt in to breaking the law in Maricopa County. And, you know, if him using the press like he does, you know, for whatever purposes, political, personal, professional, if that scares people from breaking the law in Maricopa County, then that's a net positive for the residents of Maricopa.
You better believe it. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Pamela Gorman running for U.S. Congress in District 3 in Arizona. We'll be right back after these messages. Good hard-hitting talk. Armed American Radio Network, you're on it.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
And he's listening, too. And I know he is. Welcome back, folks. We've got a really good conversation cooking here with Ms. Pamela Gorman. Pamela Gorman is running for U.S. Congress in District 3. And she joins us on Armed American Radio. And George Hill is with us, also the Mad Ogre. George, welcome back.
Oh, it's always a pleasure and a privilege, Mark.
It's a good conversation to be listening to, I'm sure.
This is fantastic. Looking at our new favorite candidate's website, she's strong in the issues. She's standing up for what she believes in. She's an amazing American.
I'll tell you what, let's bring her back.
You know, in case anybody else wants to see that website, they should be brought in. It's Gorman2010.com. We don't want them to be left out.
No, definitely not. Gorman2010.com. Gorman2010.com. I'll spell that out because last week I read a column about Americans can only read their credit card contracts at a ninth grade level, and that's how they're going to write them now. So let's GORMAN2010, right?
That's correct. Thank you.
.com, and that's a period, and it followed by a C-O-M. I'm kidding, but that's the dumbing down of America that we're talking about, that we're seeing, Pamela. It's enough to drive you nuts when you see this stuff.
You know, if you lower the expectations far enough, people will rise to them.
Well, I have spoken here. You're right. I like that. Sean, come on. You're my executive producer. When something like that goes over my head before I catch it, you're supposed to say something.
I was looking at the website. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Anybody watching you on the live feed can see you doing the show right now. So,
yes.
Wow, I lost my train of thought on that one. That one was good. Good heavens. Here's one for you, Pamela. It'll come back to me. And when it does, I'll jump in. The Washington Times has been having a field day over the last couple, three, 4 weeks, really. In particular, Jeffrey T. Kooner, who is a radio host, and he writes op-eds for the Washington Times. And his Thursday, July 29th column was, "Should Arizona Secede? Choice between devolution and dissolution may be inevitable." And he's referring to judicial activism on the bench. And I'll quote just a little bit here, that the administration and congressional Democrats are making a strategic calculation. They think the Arizona law may be popular in the short term, not just in the state but across the country, but they are convinced that in the long term the law will backfire on Republicans, especially with the surging Hispanic voting bloc. Mr. Obama thinks he can aggressively court the Latino vote by demonizing Arizona. This is classic Saul Alinsky-style radicalism, the politics of divide and conquer, pitting races and classes against one another in the service of state power. There's a lot of truth to that statement, because we all know his lawsuit against Arizona was political. It was politically motivated.
Oh, it was ridiculous. It was dumb. You know, we have passed so many laws in Arizona during my years down at the legislature. We have passed, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, you know, pieces of legislation that should have triggered the ire of the left, and it did in the short term, but nothing like this. I mean, this bill, when I signed on to it, I don't know if you know I'm a co-sponsor, but when I signed on to this bill, I read the bills, and I'm strange that way, but I sit down, and Russell Pierce, God bless his soul, he sponsors about 100 bills a session.
Wait, all 10 pages?
10 pages. Huh. And so I sit down, and it takes a few days to go in and do this, but I sit down and I read through his bills, and I sign on to the ones that I think the language I'm comfortable with, because the words matter. You know, the intent doesn't mean anything.
Yep.
So I read the actual bill language. And this bill was really not problematic. I mean, I didn't see anything in it that I thought would be a problem. You know, there was an original version of the bill that nobody ever saw that floated around in draft form that something in it caught my eye as possibly giving the county attorney too much power. And I said, you know, when Andy Thomas is the Maricopa County attorney, I know you're friends with him and you think this is a good idea, but, you know, who knows who comes after him? And Lord knows I was right. We got Rick Romley there now, and he's a liberal and a nightmare. And I just said, you know, you can't give this much power to the county attorney. There has to be a balance of powers. That's why it was created that way in our Constitution, and I think this one part goes too far. And so, you know, he was just going to let me off the hook on co-sponsoring the bill, and I said, but I really like the rest of the bill, but that part would have to come out. Well, apparently I wasn't the only good conservative to catch that read the bill, and so he did pull that portion out. There was really nothing else in the bill that was controversial, and I never thought I'd hear more about it. I'm out of state. I don't even know where I was at some meeting, I think, in D.C. Maybe, I don't know if I was at CPAC or where. And all of a sudden, it comes on the news, Senate Bill 1070, and all this big uproar and blah, blah, blah. And I get a phone call from my consultant. He's like, please tell me you're not a sponsor on this bill. Because the initial news report that came out, it did sound like we were just out of our minds. And I said, gosh, I don't even know, because when you sign on to them, there's no bill numbers yet. So we were panicked. Turns out I was a co-sponsor, but then I went and read the bill. I'm like, oh, my gosh, they're totally wrong on this bill. I said, whoever's making these statements in the national press has not read the bill.
Okay, I have to stop you there. When you say they are totally wrong, and there's a method to my madness here, because I just remembered what flew past me when that went over my head. When you say who are you referring to, the media?
The media, Eric okay. Holder, Janet Napolitano, all of the president's men.
They're all the same. They're all one and the same.
Yeah, and, you know, you kind of were, you know, I was out in the East Coast listening to this on the national news, and sounded to me like we had just lost our minds, and I thought, what on earth did I put my name on? I'm usually very careful. I know I read the bill. What? And so I went back and read the bill online. You know, here I am in a hotel in another city, and I can pull the stupid thing up and read it in about 8 minutes. And I said, how is it that these people who are, you know, Homeland Security, she used to be the governor of our state. I hope she knows how to read bills.
Talk to me. You just got me going here in two directions. I want to focus on the media first, then I want to talk about Napolitano.
All right.
The mainstream media, in my eyes, is the single most dangerous entity in the country today.
Oh, absolutely. That's why the alternative media, you know, the ability to listen to your radio program live online, for instance, is huge.
Because they don't like it.
Oh, no, of course they don't. They're trying to shut down the Internet.
Right.
I just went to the Right Online conference, and I told these people, and I was completely sincere. I said, you people, you know, your everyday citizens sitting here writing away, covering the stories, looking for the real news, you are changing the power structure in information flow in America, and what you're doing is so important. And I wish they'd let me speak to the whole conference, because I really believe that with all my heart. And I think that would encourage some of these people that, you know, they're working three jobs and one of them is writing their blog.
That's me.
But I think that losing control. The mainstream media is losing control, and I celebrate that.
They're desperate. They're desperate. And what I mean by that, and what I think is so vitally important that people understand when I say this about the media. Now, I spoke at the Second Amendment March in Washington, D.C. I got up on that stage and I looked at all those cameras, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. I think C-SPAN was there and a host of others. And I pointed right at them. And I said to the activists masquerading as journalists who have literally destroyed their own credibility with years of biased reporting, we know who you are. And we're watching you, and we're paying attention, and we're awake. And I think I said the sleeping giant is awake. We'll have to play the audio of that on there. But my point with that about the mainstream media, Pamela, is that they are – journalism is dead. True journalism right now in America, when you look at the major networks, is history. We don't have journalists anymore. We have political activists masquerading as journalists. And they are pushing a political agenda. They are pushing a political agenda. Therefore, they're defining – the news. They are creating the news and creating the stories. And by doing so, that gives a tremendous amount of weight to people who look at this and listen to this and think they're getting the news when what they're getting is editorialism.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's extremely damaging and extremely dangerous. And when you combine that with a 24-hour news cycle, incredibly powerful.
Yeah, it is. I actually, when I was still serving in the Senate, I had a reporter just asking me a barrage of questions, same one over and over, very different ways. And I said to him, I said, listen, tell me what it is you think I'm going to say to you that you can quote me to finish your story. You've clearly written this story. We can just end this now if you just tell me what it is you need me to say.
Hold on to that thought, because when we come back, we'll get the answer to that. You are on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new Tuck and Go inside the waistband holsters. The Tuck and Go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck and Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco Gun Leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Gallagher, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
The whole nation is filling their prescription for freedom if they are tuned into Armed American Radio right now. Armed American Radio. That's like apple pie and grandma. They go together. Armed and American. Apple pie and grandma. You get it. You get it.
And don't forget Uncle Ted.
Uncle Ted gets it. And you get it. You get it too. And that's a beautiful thing. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Folks, very compelling conversation here with Pamela Gorman, running for U.S. Congress in the 3rd District, encompassing parts of northern Maricopa County in Arizona. Very beautiful place if you've ever been. If you've never been, don't open your pie hole about what's going on in Arizona until you have been. Because if you're listening to what the Clinton News Network is telling you, you don't know what you're talking about. And I say that from personal experience. If you don't know what's going on in Arizona, either go there or shut up. It's pretty much that simple, Sean.
Yes, it is.
And if you go there, how about carrying an American flag? Last time I checked, it's an American state.
Exactly.
It's interesting. I wonder what would happen if somebody ran onto a soccer field in Mexico with a foreign flag, and it was later found out that that person wasn't supposed to be in Mexico.
Oh, well, he'd be sitting in prison for a while.
Well, maybe if they were able to show. I guess Mexico makes you show an ID.
Yeah, they do.
I've been carded in Mexico. And I was there legally. Interesting stuff.
Well, you know what's so interesting? All those people from California were out there protesting against the bill and, you know, all this. I wonder if they ever thought about the fact that they were helping Arizona because they had to stay in hotels, they had to eat. So,
You know, again, this is the media shoving a story down our throats, basically.
Yep.
Unless you have been to the Mexican border in Arizona, which I have been, I have seen the garbage littered. I've seen the evidence of it with my own eyes. I have talked to people in Arizona who are armed, not because it's cool and they can, but because they have to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely
in an
dangerous.
American state. unless you've been there, unless you've seen it, get your head out of the L.A. Times.
And stop listening to Keith Olbermann.
Let's move on to our conversation with Pamela Gorman about Napolitano. Ooh, this one really irks me. Pamela, welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm passionate about this stuff.
I hear that. You know what? You are fun to talk to on the radio, I have to tell you. I've been doing a lot of radio interviews. You do a terrific job.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. This stuff really gets my goat. You know, I was out there in April. I intend on going back in the next couple, 3 months. And I'm an American, and I remember, and I'm 48 years old. I remember standing up in class and being proud to recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I remember that. When we didn't have, again, the media telling us that 1% of the politically correct population's deal was what 99% of us believed. And I opened up the show with a quote from Ted Nugent about apathy. And I've had Ted Nugent on the program, and I've asked him about it because I love his passion for it. You know, and I said, how did we get where we are today, Pamela? I asked that of Ted. And his comment was apathy.
Yeah.
Sheep. We have allowed it to happen. In his Washington Times editorial or op-ed, Nugent, it is us, speaks volumes.
Yep.
It's why we are where we are today. Sean, I hear you saying yes, you agree.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, that's one of the biggest things that I think we need to fix it real quickly.
Well, and George, I don't want to forget you. I know you're there, George. I just always know you're there.
I'm here, ready and waiting. Of course. What happened to Rob? I haven't heard Rob chime in on
the. No, Rob. You know, I probably should have mentioned that. Sean, again, man, I'm telling you, Rob will be back in the roundtable with us in an unbelievable discussion. It's going to be Pamela. I'm going to ask you if you'd like to stick around for the roundtable. I'd love to have you.
I'd be honored. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You just heard that, America. This is going to be the remainder of this program is going to be very good. Let's talk about Napolitano. This has got to anger you. Napolitano hails from Arizona.
Yeah, she does. And, you know, I served most of my years in the legislature under Napolitano as our governor. And I thought she hated Arizona when she was governor. And I never understood, why would you become governor of a state? You clearly hate us. But when she went to Washington, she's proved she hates us. And I don't understand what is wrong in that mind. I don't get it. You know, did somebody flush her head in the toilet when she was a child? I cannot figure out why she is so confused and so wrong all of the time. But she knew exactly what Senate Bill 1070 was, this, you know, infamous bill, because Russell Pierce, this isn't the first time he's run this bill. I mean, she vetoed similar bills when she was there. And a little part of me wonders if she didn't get behind having the DOJ put this lawsuit in as one final veto and stick in the eye
to Arizona
people.
Sure she did.
I have to say this. Can I take a stab at what I think the problem is with Napolitano?
Sure.
We have a U.S. president right now who does not care about the will of the people. He has proven that. His problem is, this is interesting because Sean and I talked about this off air.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that Obama has right now, Pamela, is that he has been found out earlier in his first term and only term than he thought he would be.
Yeah.
Because I would be willing to bet you an awful lot of money that the following conversation between him and Rahm has occurred in the Oval Office, which is enough to disgust you. But this conversation has occurred. Don't worry about it, Rahm. By the time they figure it out, it'll be too late.
Oh, absolutely.
Napolitano. Right. Well, she is part of this bigger progressive agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is why she doesn't give a hoot about Arizona. This is her home state, a U.S. president. This blows my mind. The common sense and logic is what has to be used here. This is why I say you have to get out of the media. Fly away from the bubble and turn off the television, folks, and use your head. You do not need to listen to hours of endless debate about this. Just look at it for what it is. A U.S. president suing a U.S. state who is trying to maintain its own sovereignty here, and he is doing it with the assistance of a foreign government.
Strong arm tactics is what it is.
That's all you need to know, because that's what's happened. Pamela, again, stop me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
She has signed on to this.
I think she was behind it, like I said. And I'm not generally prone to conspiracy theories, but I did work in a government that everything of common sense that we sent to her, she vetoed. And then when we would force her to sign certain bills, she couldn't resist the pressure. She had to do it. Well, then she'd take credit for it in her next...
How does she face her constituents when she goes home with what's happening with this supposed controversy, this media-generated controversy? Because that's what it is. It's not a controversy when 70% or higher of the American public side with Arizona. It's only media-driven. How does she go home
honestly, and
face this?
I think she shook the red dirt from her feet when she left. I don't think she comes home a great deal.
Unbelievable. That's unbelievable. George, I got to get your opinion on that before we hear music and head into the roundtable.
This certainly does not pass the smell test. And what she's done, she's blatantly anti-American. I'm going to go ahead and say that. She's anti-American because she's turned the eyes of our law enforcement agencies looking for terrorists from outside, looking within. They're looking at us. They're reading our blogs. They're reading our emails. They're listening to our radio show. And they think that we're the problem. And if they would just close the border and do what we have the most basic premise of government for, to keep us safe from foreign nationals.
George, hang on to that for the roundtable. When we come back, we're going to talk about a very, very provocative column in Investors Daily. Will Washington's failures lead to second American Revolution? You are on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. Jealous me by the clamor now, baby.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.